What is an Argo float? Argo floats are robots that float at different depths in the sea collecting information. Every 10 days they float to the surface and send their data to a satellite. An Argo float is a steel float weighing about 25 kilograms with instruments inside. An Argo float is able to do three things. An Argo float. Number one. Is able to change its buoyancy so it floats at different depths. Number two, is able to take measurements of seawater. Number three, is able to send information to a satellite. Argo float buoyancy. By changing its own buoyancy, an Argo float is able to float at different depths. Every 10 days, the Argo float returns to the surface to send information to satellites. This information is called a profile. How do Argo floats measure the ocean? A fun and quirky YouTube video animation that explains what an Argo float is, how it operates, and how the data helps us understand ocean circulation and climate. Argo measurements. While the Argo float is underwater, it measures three things about the ocean. An Argo float measures number one, salinity, amount of salt in the water, measures in parts per thousand. Number two, temperature in degrees centigrade. Number three, pressure in decibars. Note that 1 decibar, dB, of pressure is equal to about 1 meter of depth, so 1,000 decibars is about 1,000 meters below the sea surface. Argo information to satellites. While the Argo float is on the sea surface, it sends its information to a satellite. Number one, temperature and depth. Number two, salinity and depth. Number three, position. Regular Argo floats. Regular Argo floats are designed to be strong enough to descend to 2,000 meters below the surface of the sea. At a depth below 2,600 meters, they will crash and be destroyed. Deep Argo floats. Deep Argo floats are designed to go down to depths as far as 5,000 meters. Deep Argo floats are glass spheres, not metal cylinders. Next step learning. What do you think scientists would like to know about the ocean?